Shalom, Saints of God. This is Sheila with a quick announcement as to why tonight we are replaying an oldie but a goodie, because my dear husband Dan is in the hospital after a serious fall on the ice over the weekend. He had major surgery yesterday, inserting screws and plates in the neck of his femur. We covet your prayers for a blessed full recovery, and should God lead, any love gift is welcomed and very appreciated. Update next week. Stay safe, and may God hold you all in the palm of his hand.
Greetings, Saints of God, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my best friend in life, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, thank you, my dear, and shalom to all as we ask for God's blessing upon the listeners and on this program.
Abba, Father, we exhort your holy name and worship you alone. We apologize for the sins of America as we continue to lift up our president and all our righteous leaders that are surrounded with increasing unrighteousness. May you show favor to the prayer request of your saints. Please write your word on the hearts of our children and muster up the souls of all our lost loved ones. And may today's teaching truly bless you, O God. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And thank you so much for joining us, and we pray you are sharing these broadcasts with others. Today, we are going to skip the news portion, because sometimes we just need a break from it. And rather, we will focus on what we think are highly pertinent, frequently asked questions that have been asked over the years and still today. So, we're going to get right into it. So, honey, please ask the first question.
Okay, who are the 144,000 during the tribulation, and what is their importance?
Now, some of you might not think this is important to know, because after all, we will have departed just prior to Revelation 6, except that there are a few fine details surrounding these very blessed people that will actually confirm to us a pre-trib rapture, especially since there are still many born-again believers that are teetering on the fence concerning this subject. Perhaps today's often missed gold nugget, in my estimation, will help to clear up any vacillation.
Okay, so let's first put it in a nutshell and then detail.
Okay. Basically, 144,000 Jews will be divinely sealed for physical protection at the onset of the 7 years of God's judgment.
Okay, and why is this?
Well, to take over for the departed virgin church in order to continue spreading the salvation message to those left behind, which is why they are then referred to as the virgins, spiritually, of course, because they have not defiled themselves with other gods, represented by the harlot woman. Spiritual adultery has always been the number one sin, still today, and why God had to divorce them, as we read in Jeremiah 3:8. But before we expand on all this, let's read in Revelation 7, where another messenger, called an angel in English, that we assume is Jesus Christ, instructs the four angels not to begin any destruction until these 144,000 servants are sealed for their protection.
Well, it's kind of like the bride is sealed today.
Well, we are. Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 4 addresses that. And you know, the devil cannot kill us, as he will be able to do to the new believers during the tribulation, called the tribulation saints or martyrs, except He cannot kill the 144,000 because, as we will read, they will be sealed.
Okay, Revelation 7, 3 and 4. Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed.
Then verses 5 through 8 names each of the 12 tribes of Israel and that there will be 12,000 from each of them. We should also point out that chapter 7 is one of those, like you can say, by the way chapters, because Revelation is mostly consecutive. But here and there, Jesus gives John an inside peek of necessary information, kind of like a footnote, but embedded within Scripture. And sometimes just a few verses within a chapter. Like an, oh, don't fret because, see how it will be at the end? Or, these servants will not be harmed, etc.
Yeah, also called parenthetical verses.
Yes. Scholars say there's seven of these in Revelation. It's kind of like, again, oh, by the way, passages.
Of course, Revelation seems to be full of sevens.
Boy, is that an understatement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the sealing of the 144,000 virgins is further proof that we are not here for the tribulation. So since we are no longer on earth, God needs other virgins to preach that Jesus is the Messiah. And boy, will they.
Okay, the second part to this question is, how do these specific Jews get saved so quickly and all at once?
Well, the New Testament doesn't reveal that, but we have a pretty good idea by using Old Testament typology, which Hosea 12:10 validates is beneficial. And my thoughts, after many years of pondering this same question, as you know, takes me to Elijah, who just happened to be exceptionally blessed with the Holy Spirit permanency, which, except for Moses, according to Isaiah 63, the others did not. That is, until John the Baptist, who was actually a type of Elijah, who had the Holy Spirit even in his mother Elizabeth's womb, according to Luke 1. Remember King David in Psalm 51? He prayed that God would not take the Holy Spirit from him. We don't pray that because he's a permanent resident in all believers, especially since Acts chapter 2.
Yeah, so basically in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit would come and go upon the prophets at the will of the Father.
That's right, except Moses and Elijah, which at some point in their lives, the Holy Spirit became permanent. Oh, and there is one more in the Old Testament, because when Elijah was taken up to heaven, he told his disciple, Elisha, if he saw him go up to heaven, that he would throw him his mantle or cloak, and then he too would have the anointing.
Yeah, in fact, that's kind of a double anointing.
It was. Oh. And then we saw how Elisha never left Elijah's side, and therefore saw Elijah go up. So it is my thought, and a good possibility, since time will be a factor, that these 144,000 observant Orthodox Jews will have spiritual eyes to see us rise up and will become immediate believers in Yeshua as their Messiah. And not only will be divinely protected, they too will have a double Holy Spirit anointing, creating the greatest revival ever known to man.
But, you know, many will die for that faith.
Yes, the martyrs in Revelation 17:6. But they'll all be in the millennial kingdom, never as the bride, however, but a different group who will actually serve the king according to Revelation 7:15, where the bride, it's you and me, will rule with Christ, as we read in Revelation 5, verse 10. So here is a shout-out. Better to be the bride before all this begins. And there is still time, people.
Yeah, you know, until that trumpet sounds.
Amen. The tribulation saints will be a great multitude that no one could even number, according to Revelation 7:9, which is why we always say to be sure and tell as many of the unsaved as you can how it will be, so they will remember when it happens and get saved immediately, because the seals will be opened soon after the rapture.
And maybe only a week.
Probably so. Okay, could you now read another eye-opening passage about the 144,000 in Revelation 14, also parenthetical, which jumps ahead to show John how it will be when the trib is all over. And that is also a huge clue in verse 4 that verifies our departure. Revelation 14, verses 1 through 5.
Then I looked, and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion.
That's Jerusalem.
And with him 144,000, having his father's name written on their foreheads.
That was their seal of protection they received in Revelation 7. Of the Father's initial, called the Sheen. We've talked about that before on this program. And it represents always the Father's name. Verse 2.
And I heard a voice from heaven.
So a voice coming from heaven, confirming they were on the earth.
Like a voice of many waters, and like the voice of loud thunder. And I heard the sound of harpists playing their harps. They sang as it were a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders, and no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth.
Again, they heard all this, the voices of water, thunder, harpists, and singing coming from heaven, and only the 144,000 would be able to learn this new song. By the way, each group has its own unique song. The bride with the others in heaven, we see Revelation chapter 5. The tribulation saints / martyrs, Revelation 15. And the 144,000, but their song is not recorded and will only be known to them. Verse 4.
These are the ones who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no deceit, for they are without fault before the throne of God.
In other words, covered under the blood, as we are also without fault, Philippians 2:15. Did you notice in verse 4 how the 144,000 are referred to as the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb? This is huge and should always be used when defending our departure.
Okay, details please.
Well, in the Old Testament, Israel was called the first fruits unto God. Maybe you could read that. Hosea 9:10.
I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as the first fruits on the fig tree in its first season.
Now, today, we are the first fruits after Christ, according to 1 Corinthians, Romans 8, and James 1. For Jesus in Revelation 14 to call the 144,000 the first fruits can only mean they are the first fruits or the first ones to receive salvation in that day, in that dispensation. Why? Because we are no longer here. They would not be labeled as such if we were still here. For we are the first fruits to the Lamb, which therefore verifies that we are indeed leaving.
You know, this is what we term as connecting the dots.
Amen. And this should always be pointed out to those skeptics that think we are staying for any part of the tribulation. It's just not so.
Does not compute.
And saints of God, that should bring you added joy.
Hey, amen to that. The first fruits title is similar to the elect.
Yes, and in fact, we should talk about that because That is also a question that is frequently asked and often misconstrued. But first, let's ask our listeners, let's tell our listeners how they can contact us with their own questions.
Yes. All right, then. If you'd like to contact us, there are three ways to do that. You can send an email to Sheila at ShofarMinistries.net, or just call the office and leave a detailed message as to your question to 440-834-9006. And be sure to leave your name and phone number. Also, by regular mail, Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio. And if you appreciate and are blessed by this program, we would be very grateful for any love offering, which can also be made on our webpage, ShofarMinistries.net, which includes all the past radio and teaching newsletters archived for your added learning.
And you know what? Let me also add that we, as most of you know, choose not to be on Facebook for many reasons. So we can only ask for your help through this broadcast and our newsletters. But times are tough right now, so we want to let our needs be known to you, at least to you listeners who are truly being blessed by this programming. Asking is not our strong point, so please understand this is difficult to do. But even just $10 a month from those who might be listening right now would help to pay this airtime and our other expenses. So, Saints, this was said from my heart that I pray has touched your heart as well.